one-to-one with Angus Grady, and we're talking about audio books.
We're talking about audio.
And I reckon that came about because of yesterday at Link for Growth.
It was a very good Link for Growth meeting.
But the thing was that audio boo was mentioned, wasn't it?
It was mentioned.
And
yeah.
That's why we're having a one-to-one, because you want to know a little bit more about audio boo.
I want to know a bit more about audio boo and a bit more about Link for Growth.
Okay, well, audio boo, we'll tell you about that first. Audio boo, which we're using here now, all right, and we won't be able to do the whole 10 minutes because we've only got 5 minutes, because audio boo limits you to 5 minutes. But the good news about audio boo is that you can do, yeah, you, instead of writing stuff, you can just do this. And I mean, I've come back from meetings in cars with two people at Otis and I, and we've just like said, well, how did that go, blah, blah, blah. So we've updated people on what we've done, where we've been. And I do things like, I've got a lot of projects, and once a week I might do a boo. I just say, right, I was at two meetings this week with Link for Growth, blah, blah, blah. Great meetings here. Great meetings.
I can see a great application for customer research. Why actually go away and do a survey online when you can interview somebody in situ, get it up to Twitter straight away? Client can listen to it.
I must tell the listeners that Angus, in fact, does customer research, which is where he's
interested. Customised research.
Customised
research. Listen to your customers before somebody else does.
Yeah, which was an interesting thing, because being there yesterday, we're not mentioning any names here, we're just mentioning examples. A lot of people, in your opinion, hadn't got a clue what their competitors are doing.
Very naive about their competitive framework. Totally focused on themselves, which is all okay, as long as there's an awareness about your competitors.
Yeah.
If you're paying money to be on the internet, you are effectively waving a flag to say, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
If you're, that's, you are the lamb to somebody else's lion. They're looking at you and they're looking at what you're doing, and they're going away and they're taking the best bits. You should be doing the same to them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Emergent markets.
And they're coming up with competitive strategies to blow your strategies out of the water.
If you're not aware of them, then you are gonna lose out.
But I mean, an example yesterday which you brought up, and we won't name names, but video.
Yeah.
It's such a confused market anyway, isn't it? It's like, who are your competitors? I mean, if you're doing events, or you're doing corporate video for people who want to put stuff up on the web like you and I would, I mean, isn't it just about who you know who's likely to get the business? I mean, just interested to hear your take on that.
No, you should look to see who you should investigate who your competitors could and should be. So you should look at them. You should actively think, what do they do anyway? Someone that's in your sector, someone that's on the fringe of your sector, look to see what they do and interrogate what their offering is, and do a same better wow matrix.
Right.
What do they do the same as you? What do you do better? What do you both do the same? What is it that you are wow at, what they might be wow at? Because by doing so, you might find a niche that you can then occupy and make your own.
So what you're saying there is that using your research skills, because you've been doing this for decades, you can help people to really, I mean, it's not necessarily being frightened of the competition, it's really just
racing.
It's really just saying, let me look at what's out there and help me to form and create a niche for myself that exploits what I'm great at, I love doing, and I'll get more business as a result.
Exactly. There is no point you offering a service that somebody else is doing better. If they're better than you and they have a lead on you, then you really need to think where else you might score higher against them.
And that, I suppose, really, that's what Link for Growth, just bringing myself back to that, it's not trying to replace or be the same as Four Networking. It's about offering the people the ability to be vulnerable in a safe environment so that actually we can get underneath the skin a bit.
I found it interesting because it was about letting people express what they really feel in a very safe environment and get some fantastic feedback.
And that is unique. That's different. That's not the same as any other networking organisation. That's I think why we're so busy with it.
I think it's about honest questions and honest, searingly blunt, honest answers.
Gave a few of those.
There were some searingly blood. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
You could help yourself.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Well, we just done a boo. That was an example of a boo. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this now. So thanks very much for that. It was great. And what we're going to do is post this up.